Hey there, what's up everybody? I am Johnny Christ and you're listening to Drinks with Johnny. Today on the podcast, comedian Trevor Wallace stops by to the show and we get into everything from his childhood upbringing, his now famous YouTube characters, and the fucking Catalina wine mixer. Enjoy the show. All right, what's up everybody? Thanks for checking out another episode of Drinks with Johnny. I am super excited. I've got a rad guest here with me today, Mr. Trevor Wallace.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for being on the show, brother.
Dude,
this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. So, a lot of you probably know Trevor from his YouTube channel, but he also does, you started in stand-up, obviously.
Yeah, did
a lot of that stuff. And then, recently, I saw on your Instagram, a million followers, by the way. Congratulations
on
that.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
And so I recently saw that these guys at Natural Light Seltzer sent you to the Catalina wine mixer.
Dude, they did. I honestly thought it was just from Step Brothers, but it's a real event.
It definitely is.
Which, great move on their part. You kind of have to make it after that. But yeah, they put me on a helicopter and they landed me on a yacht. Two things I've never done before. Be on a helicopter and be rich. So it was great. Yeah, man, I don't know. I've never been on a helicopter. It was crazy.
Was that wild for you?
Yeah.
How are you on heights and like roller coasters and thrills and shit?
I tell myself I'm good with it, and then you're actually doing it, and you're like, fuck, this isn't a roller coaster. This is, if shit hits the fan, literally we're down.
Like, yeah, the fan is. Well, at least it's the water. Water's soft from that height, right?
Because they gave you like a little life jacket that's like the size of like a Klondike bar, and they're like, this will save you. I was like, will it?
I don't know.
No, but that was awesome, man. And landing on a yacht, yacht party where there's everybody, like, there's like 70 people already partying, so they're expecting like Chris Pratt to get out, maybe Owen Wilson, you know. And then I walk out and I was like, hey, we're here. And they're like, and who else? And I was like, me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's got to be like a highlight in your career.
Oh, it was
career.
Awesome. Yeah. And I don't really flex too much about my life on Instagram and all stuff just because it's like, you know, you come from that. It's like, oh, this guy, we get it. But that day I was like, holy shit. And the messages were just like, what the fuck? Yesterday you were eating Pizza Hut by yourself and now you're just flying on a helicopter? And I was like, honestly, dude, I don't know. And then that night I had Burger King just to humble myself
a
little bit.
Whopper?
Junior Whopper off the dollar menu. You know, just to humble myself a little bit.
Yeah. No, you gotta stay grounded.
Yeah, man.
So I put together a drink this morning, actually, with some of the Catalina Lime Mixer Natural Seltzer.
Seltzer.
I always say the cider seltzer.
You like the seltzers?
I do. I like the couple that I've tried so far are pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start off, but you know what? They're only like 5% alcohol, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna beef that up a little bit.
It's Sunday, the day of the Lord, so we need to start. I'm boozing for Jesus.
So we're going to start off with, you know, some ice. Always wash your hands first, people.
There we go. I think ice in the drink is very important. Anytime I go to a place and they got the cube or the ball, the sphere.
Oh, those are rad.
Blows my mind. I mean, you can put it on a Capri Sun and I'm still like jazzed.
Dude, Capri Sun. Dig it. All right, so we got our ice and we're going to do a little vodka here.
Tito's, heyo.
Tito's. Looking for sponsors. Just kidding. So we're going to do a 1 ounce pour of some Tito's vodka. We got that in each glass. And then we're going to take a little X-rated liqueur.
Oh, what flavor is that stuff? Or is it just X-rated flavor?
It's a fusion liqueur. It's just X-rated. Passion fruits.
Oh.
It says mango and passion fruits right on it.
Nice.
I know that it was here at my bar, and I figured I could throw it in the drink. And
yeah, it looks like you already got a little X-rated yourself, about half a bottle's worth.
Yeah, you know, having fun. And then we're going to top it off with Catalina Lime Mixer. I'm just going to top theirs off.
Boom. Just a garnish.
Yeah.
It's a great color, man. Looks like a flamingo.
You know, it's all about looks here. It's all about looks.
It is.
And then, speaking of garnishes,
just
put a little lime on that, make it look nice. How about it, man? Tell me what you think.
Sweet.
Cheers.
Cheers. Tastes like my childhood. And that is good.
What is your childhood?
My childhood, I remember my parents used to always let me, I don't know why, but they would let me, they called it a pinky dip. If they were drinking like a wine and I was a child, they'd be like, you want pinky dip? And I could dip my pinky in it and try it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that does to a 8-year-old's brain or to what my parents did to get out of that lawsuit.
You don't know? Flash forward 27 years.
Right, exactly. yeah, so I'm a big fan of a drink that I can't make at home or something. Like anytime I go to a bar, I don't like when people are just like, oh, vodka soda. I'm like, that's this right here.
Yeah.
You know, but when somebody takes the orange peel and they smack that, yeah, you know,
get the aromas going.
Yeah, do that, whatever. I mean, whatever they're doing, it's all mind games to me. I'm like, wow. So this is, I mean, the colors here are great. This is, I'm a simple man, but like a little color scheme right here, Miami Vice vibes going on.
There we go, you see what I was going for.
The sign in the back,
I
like it.
Sign in the back, yeah.
It's good.
All right, man, I think we're good here with the drink. Let's move it on over to the couch.
Sweet.
All right, man, so let's get into this. I've done a lot of research on you after I've become a fan here and know that you grew up in Camarillo.
Camarillo, California. Have you ever been there?
I have never been to Camarillo.
We have an
Where
outlet.
Is it geographically in California?
It's like an hour right in between Santa Barbara and Los Angeles, so it's like right off that.
I've definitely passed through it, though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no reason to really stop there. We have an outlet mall, which is quite popping on the weekends.
Do they have Azumis there?
They do. That store inspired all the Zumi stuff.
Bryson?
It was inspired from that store in Camarillo.
All right, we'll get back to that. But let's get back to your childhood a little bit more. So you're growing up in Camarillo. Like, what was that like?
Camarillo was cool because, you know, like for us, it'd be like a crazy, like, oh, we got to drive to Venice for the day. We're all in high school, you know. Like, we'd make a day trip out of Venice. Then we could drive to, like, Carpinteria or Santa Barbara. But other than that, I like growing up in Camarillo. It was just like a pretty casual town. I'm a good group of friends. It was super dope. That's actually where I first heard of you guys, which is, I don't know if you knew that I was a fan before coming on the show.
I absolutely did not.
But when, my managers were like, yo, you want to do the show? I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, Waking the Fallen, awesome. Dude. But that was like, that album just like on repeat. I remember I ordered this shirt. And my mom's this tiny little like 5-foot woman, just so innocent. She's like a chef. She's like, she just loves cooking. So like petite. And then I showed her this shirt with the skull and the bat wings. She's like, what are you doing? Why are you getting that? And I was like, it's a band, mom. You'll fucking get it. She's just like,
that's incredible, man.
Can you wear that to school? And I was like, I don't know. Fuck school. She's like, no, you're in seventh
grade.
I'm
glad we were that kind of influence on
you. Dude, but that's awesome, though. Like, that's so, I'm sure you guys get all types of, like, messages and fan mail and all that stuff. Like, for me, that was like that, you know, no matter if I got grounded or whatever, or, you know, the hottest girl in the playground didn't give me a look that day in seventh grade, whatever. Like, that was the music I could go and just kind of, like, zone out to and just, like, I can just still hear the riffs in my head. It's crazy, man.
That's super cool. Yeah, I had no idea. Like, when we reached out to you and your camp, I was just a fan of all your YouTube characters and everything like that. Mm-hmm. That was really what, like, got me into, like, having you on the show. And I had no idea until you guys had showed up here.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Any idea who the fuck we were?
Yeah. Hey, who, what? No, it was super dope. So, like, that it's cool to see things come full circle. And I'm sure you've got to work with some people that you looked up to.
Absolutely.
And then you're like, meeting them and you're like, no shit. Like, if I told, you know, like teenage Trevor, like, be like, getting drinks here, you know,
yeah,
he'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, see, mom, I told you, it all works out, you know.
So speaking of teenage Trevor, though, mm-hmm. I want to get back into, like, your career. I heard that your mother was actually the one that gave you a flyer of some kind for a stand-up class.
Yeah, I mean, she, it's like, I've said this before, but it's like such a Disney Channel, like, story. She cut out a thing from the paper that was like, it was at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. It was like a 6-week stand-up class, and then at the end you get to perform. So I was like, I don't need that. I'm already funny. And then, like, she, like, re-put that, like, that cutout on my bed. And then I think I, like, sat down one day, and, like, some, like, sad music played in my head. And I was like,
I won't see you tonight.
I should do it. Yeah. So I did it. I rolled up. I was like wearing moccasins and like jeans. Like, I just didn't give a shit. I was just like, whatever. And the guy, the first assignment he gave, he's like, all right, here's a newspaper. Write like 6 topical jokes. And I did that. And the guy was like, you have a setup right there. You did the whole, did you do this before? I was like, no. And then, so I kept taking it. And then I started to really like it. And then it comes to the rehearsal. And then you had the show.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of like family and friends and some random people who just needed shit before Groupon came out. And they're like, we go see some kids bomb on stand-up. And I was so nervous. I was 17. It was my summer going into my senior year of high school. I didn't invite any of my friends. I was so nervous. But two of my like best friends found out, and they got into the club by using their fake IDs that they had bought, you know.
Yeah.
So my parents are sitting there. They see my friends like, how did they get in? And they're like, we got fakes. And it was just a 5-minute set, and I was like so just... I had never felt that type of adrenaline.
Yeah, so, just energized.
Yeah, like I get on stage, I'm so nervous, and the first laugh hits, like the first wave from the audience, and then it was just the rest was history.
That's super cool.
And then I got off the stage, and I had like this adrenaline I had never felt before. Because yeah. I didn't really play sports growing up, which is shocking.
I know.
Dude. You know?
I mean, I pegged you for a defensive lineman for sure.
You know? Yeah, that something like that, sumo wrestling. But that was the first time I really felt like that amount of adrenaline off something. And then it kind of clicked. I was like, oh, that's what you're made to do.
Yeah.
So
that's super cool, man. So like when you're taking this class and everything like that, it sounds like you pretty much just blew the guy out of the water. He wasn't expecting you to be able to do that. And like, what is your process when you're doing stand-up comedy? Like, is there, you just sitting in a room by yourself coming up with jokes, or like just shit just kind of, do you wait to be inspired by real life situations or anything like that?
It's kind of weird. The way I think about it is like when you're looking for love, that's like it's hardest to find, but when it like kind of just happens, that's kind of most of my jokes. It'll just be like, I'll like have to realize something that's happened, take a step back and be like, oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, this happened. So it kind of happens, and then I have to like re-look back at it and be like, why is that funny? Or if I just have like a random opinion on something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll even just say something to like my friends, just like talking in conversation, and they like laugh, and I'm like, oh,
there's something there.
Yeah, I gotta text somebody real quick. I'm like, yes, use this bit.
Yeah, on the notes.
Bro, my notes app is just filled with either video ideas or stand-up. And I mean, they're full paragraphs, or it's just a sentence that says like, pigeons are weird, you know? And then that'll cue me to go back next week and be like, they are weird. Yeah, and then I'm just like, ah! I'm pacing around my room. And then for me, sitting down and writing is too hard. I'm sure you've had, you know, something like that. Yeah, but like, just to sit down and be like, be funny. So a lot of times I'll like, on the way to a gig, I'll just kind of like talk it out loud in the car, or I'll say it like how I would say it on stage, mm-hmm. and then say it, see what the crowd does. And then if they like it all, perfect. But if they're like, that part didn't hit, cut it off. And then that's what's great about doing multiple sets in like a night or like in a weekend, so.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that too. Like when you're doing stand-up and do you test any jokes on your friends as well, or are you just going from club to club and just going, that one was good, this one we're gonna take off the set? Like how do you work all, is it just, like I said, is it super organic in the sense that like you're feeding off the crowd, and if mm-hmm. the joke just falls on deaf ears, you're like, that one's out, or what?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I'll trust comedian friends more than my actual friends, because I'll be like, hey, is this a funny premise? Then I'll say it and be like, oh, that's good, where are you going with that? Because they like get it, mm-hmm. but like my like college friends are just like, dude, you should do a joke about how different your life is now that you're verified, and like the audience isn't. I was like, no, that's just the word. How is that relatable? You guys ever been verified, huh? One guy in the back
said, he's like, yeah.
So
he's like the owner of the bar.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I trust my instinct the most, which is took a while. A lot of times I'll be right before I go up on a show, my own crowd, my own people, and I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna bomb. They're not gonna like this. And then I go out there, and the host announces my name. I'm like, ah, and I'm like, I forgot you guys like me. You
know? Yeah, that's pretty.
So it's awesome, and I'm just always like so in my head and listen to my own instinct, and then I'll run it past like close friends that would get it.
That's cool, man. Well, so you mentioned that you trust other friends in the comedy world, like other stand-up guys and stuff like that. Did people kind of just accept you as a stand-up comedian, or, because I know you started with stand-up, obviously, but where you got popular was in the Vine videos and the YouTube videos, and I've heard sometimes, like, in the stand-up world, they can look at you as like, oh, you're just getting people in the seats because of this other thing.
Oh, yeah, Vine was highly disrespected by comedians. Chris D'Elia made it, like, okay, I think, because he was on there just, like, messing around, having a good time, and he got a bunch of followers from it. and then just deliver on stage, you know?
Yeah.
And so he did a great job of transforming. And I mean, he didn't want to be a Vine star. He just like messed around and
was just
funny.
Being funny and using a tool to be out there.
Exactly. Know? And that's why I think all comedians, advice time, should use social media, because you don't have to do like YouTuber type style where like, what's up guys? You can just, whatever's funny, like just like try different stuff out. So yeah, I think I did Vine when I was, at the end of my sophomore year in college, and then all of my junior year, and then half of my junior year had gone by, and then I posted on like the fraternity page, like, hey guys, I'm doing like a 7-minute set at this club called Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale, which, because I went to San Jose State University, and I was like 20 minutes away, and they're all like, oh, we're fucking there. So, you know, I wrote all the jokes like that week before, tried them out at some open mics. And then I had like 50 of just the most obnoxious bros in the crowd, like, yeah!
Just fans of the Vine stuff.
Oh, just all like my friends from the fraternity.
Okay, gotcha,
so
yeah.
I got kind of like a false sense of, was I funny or were these guys just stoked to
just
see me?
To see,
but
stuff,
you know, it's so cool to see those guys come out to those shows, and then they'll still come out to shows today.
Yeah.
And they're just like, man, we got to give it to you.
No, that's cool, man. That's funny that... In the rock world, we actually parodied that. You know, when we were starting out and playing bars and shit, and there was like 5 to 15 people there. There were all of our friends from like levels.
Yeah.
And they're starting a pit with like two other people who are just there to check out. And they're like, why are you pitting?
Yeah. It's, the sun is still up. Like, why are you? They're serving brunch in the corner. Stop throwing me.
So that's cool. So I'm glad that that's all working out in the stand-up world and everything like that.
Yeah, man. I love stand-up. It's like that... That reaction versus views is like, we'll always feel better.
It's just that
live reaction. And it's just crazy to think, I thought of something, I thought this was funny, I regurgitate it to this audience, and they're like, we also think that is funny. Like, it's so weird, and it's just like, I love that live interaction. That's why I think if I wasn't doing comedy, I'd probably want to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Also, because I look like this.
You'd fit in.
Oh, yeah. I would be like, you know, maybe like Temecula's finest DJ or something, but... I love doing something and getting a reaction. And with DJs, you know, it's like, oh, you thought this song was going to turn? And then they mash it up real quick, and the crowd loses their mind.
Like,
you know,
oh,
same with
you
guys.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like when you just go on a riff for a while, they're just, ah!
Yeah.
I love live reactions.
Absolutely. So. I can concur with that. That's the funnest thing for me, too. You mentioned your college, though, San Jose State. And I heard that the reason why you wanted to go to San Jose State was because they were Division I school, and they had awesome frat houses, right?
Dude, that like I was coming out of high school like a frat boy. Like, I was like, I want SEC football, and I want, you know, Big 12 vibes, and I want frats. And then I looked at my grades, and I was like, so none of that is happening. I got rejected from Chico State University.
I've never even heard of Chico State.
It's anybody who knows what Chico is, it's a notorious party school, but like the average GPA to get in there is like a heartbeat. Like, that's it. Like, you don't even need. And so when I got rejected from there, I was like, ooh. So I got into Northridge and San Jose. Northridge didn't have football, and it was a little too close to Camarillo. And I was like, okay.
You wanted to get out.
Exactly. So I picked San Jose. My grandpa went there. My uncle went there. So it's kind of a cool tradition.
Alma mater.
Yeah. So went there like with super low expectations. Ended up having a great time there.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where I went. That's where I did Vine. And Vine, I only did Vine because a friend of mine was like, "Dude, you got to try this app." And I was like, "No." All the good opportunities I like turned down at first, like my mom giving me the stand-up classes and all that, and then like Vine, and then I had a great time there, met some really good people. And
that's awesome, man. What was your frat house? What was the?
It was
you have like one of those like Greek names on it and stuff?
Oh yeah, we had like giant letters. So our letters were Delta, which is a triangle, and the Upsilon, which is just a Y.
Okay.
But it was like, it had giant pillars on it, which is so funny to see in San Jose.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trap house, halfway house, frat house, you know? There was literally a halfway house on our Greek row.
Oh, so, I'm sure.
But this, it had like 24 rooms in it, and it held up to like 50-some people lived in there.
Dude.
So it was always
a constant party.
Oh yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean,
it's the shit I missed out on. I didn't even graduate high school, so I don't know anything about these college experiences.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that rock star life. You know, you might have a crazy story.
I'm a little older now. You know, I don't know.
You have a crazy seltzer story in the cage or something. You know?
No, I just started drinking seltzer because you were coming on the show, man.
Dude, they're honestly so refreshing. So yeah, which
they really are. This natural light one, Natty Light one's really good.
I like it.
I dig it.
So do you have, you got a kid now and you're pretty pretty sophisticated. I mean, like, the interior design around here is great. That's how I know you got your shit together.
This was like the one room that my wife let me have.
Too. That's great, because I decorated my new apartment and it just looks like a corner of an IKEA. And I'm like, this is not. So, I mean, early days of, like, you know, you guys, how was, like, the touring and the party life? And I'm sure you've already talked about that.
Yeah, no, I don't mind talking about that at all, though. Like, that was our college years.
Exactly.
Our college years was cramming us all into an eco van. I don't know if you're familiar with those, like, the Ford eco vans. And, like we pull out two of the rows and lay down, like, a mattress, and we all just be laying next to each other like sardines, going to the next gig.
Yeah.
We always try and figure out who's going to be the DD at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And when I joined the band, they'd already been together for a few years, so more often than not, I was the one that had to drive.
Gotcha.
So, in those days, there was one story where I kind of fell asleep behind the wheel. Because, like I said, we tried to make sure that there was DDs and everything like that. The party life was, I mean, it was fun, but I mean, I've been with my wife since I was about 20. So.
Nice.
A lot of it's just getting together with other bands and shit like that. Like on the Warped Tour, meeting a lot of my heroes, like Rancid, NoFX, all these guys out there.
Yeah.
Having drinks with them, like playing poker a lot of the times. And like, especially then, it was fucking crazy because, you know, they were doing like $200 buy-ins and shit like that. And I'm literally going from McDonald's to McDonald's on a dollar menu. That's the meal for the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Playing with a Monopoly sticker outside of McDonald's. Yeah. You're like, I will trade you penthouse.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's, I mean, awesome. that was a lot of that. I mean,
yeah, Warped Tour. They did that in Ventura, right? The fairgrounds.
Yeah, they did Ventura.
Yeah, so like that's like right where I grew up, like that area.
There,
so
that was
a big thing.
There's another couple of venues in Ventura that we play frequently. I just don't trying to blank on them. Ventura Theater. There's a theater.
Yeah, dude, I saw a lot of bands there. Yeah, high school, I see a lot of like reggae bands there.
Yeah, played a lot of shows there actually. It's a cool venue.
Yeah, dude, it's a good spot.
You're growing up in Camarillo. We already got into that. We got into the stand-up, everything like that. And then you move out to L.A. and intern for Grounding and All Deaf Digital.
Yeah. So I was at the improv theater Groundlings, which was cool. And like, that's where like...
Groundlings, sorry.
Yeah, no, dude. I'm
reading the fucking thing wrong.
you're good, man. But like, that was a big school. And like, a lot of people from there will like go on to Saturday Night Live. Like, Melissa McCarthy was on that. Will Ferrell came from that program. And I was an intern there, so I thought I was going to get all this like acting and advice and like how to be better on stage and this and that. And they're just like, hey, can you go reorganize all those show posters? And I was like, cool, when do I? And they're like, yeah. And then our coffees are ready. I was like, all right. So that was cool. And it got me a taste of like, I just felt like an assistant out there. And then I went to All Deaf Digital, and that was owned by Russell Simmons at the time. And that was great because they were a comedy space. So not only was I like helping out their social media heavily, I was also in a lot of their videos. So it was great because I got to learn the ins and outs of the internet because I was on it all day posting stuff and just seeing why things did well.
I still don't get that shit. Like, I'm gonna have to pick your brain about that.
Oh, dude, I know the internet too well. It's insane. I love it and I hate it. You know, I don't really watch TV, and then I'll be like, I don't need that. And then I realize I've been looking at people's Instagrams for like 3 hours, and I was like, this is worse than Jerry Springer.
I definitely
you know?
Get caught into that.
Yeah, man, it's just so accessible.
Yeah.
So, and then I worked there, and then they offered me a full time job there, which was cool because I just became friends with everybody on the comedy team, and there were three guys there that all did stand up. So. It kept me busy, and then I was there for 3 years, and they put me in a lot of videos. 2 years in, that's when my first video kind of popped off. Because I was making videos this whole time while I was working there, so I was on their videos, I was also making my own. And then in 2017, the first video popped off, which was the Zoomies guy, Bryson.
Yeah, Bryson. Yeah. Getting back to this guy, I like that.
Yeah, so that's when it first got big, and then I remember going to work the next day, and there's some other guys in the office that have already done stupid numbers and virals, and then I was like, I got my first million. They're like, yeah, cool. I was like, so where's the Rolls Royce, the charcuterie boards, where's all that? So after that happened, I was just kind of like, okay, think I got something here. Made a follow-up video, and the follow-up video was the one that did like 18 million on like Facebook, I think. Yeah, so
that's incredible.
And then I just kept making some of those. What was that one? That was the life as a Zoomies employee. So the first one was in a car, and it was just like a 1 minute like monologue, just like me just riffing in character. And then that got like a million views in like a couple days, and I was like, oh shit. And then I did a follow-up one where I actually went to the store. And a lot of people think that was the first one. So I went to the store.
That was the first one that I found too.
So So I went to the store in character and pretended to be an employee and then just did that. And that one is what kind of really put me on the map and where people were like, oh, who is this guy?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times I'm...
Did they confuse your character name with your real name? They call you Bryson?
Oh, dude, people don't know what to call me. Between Bryson and Kyle and just that guy, you know, most people... This happened to me. I was in San Diego yesterday at this bar, and the guy goes, bro, I know you from Massachusetts. I'm like, because I already know where they know me from, but I don't want to be like, you know me from the internet. Yeah. So he's like, I know you. Did you grow up in Massachusetts? I was like, no, man. He goes, bro, I know you. And I'm like, all right, dude.
You're like, I'm Bryson.
Yeah. And then it's just banter back and forth, and I'm like, I do internet stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah.
He's seen you on his phone a lot of times.
Exactly. So a lot of times people know my Facebook, and they might not know. They just be like, "You're the dude with the dude," and I'm like, "I don't know what that means, but sure."
Yeah. Well, that's getting us into a bunch of your characters. Like, so you got a YouTube channel that's like kind of the big thing going on right now for you, and you have all these hilarious videos. By the way, I think I've watched all of them at this point. Oh, there's probably a couple I missed, but
yeah.
Another character I want to ask about is Kyle.
Yeah.
So, do you know a Kyle? Was that guy like based off of a Kyle that you know?
Or? Yeah, so it's kind of like a fusion. So, one of my best friends growing up was actually named Kyle, and he was the kid that had like, he had everything. Like, the mom was like, she just worked like a spin class, like just that mom. She drove like a super nice Hummer, and the dad was just the man. So, he had everything he ever wanted. But he'd play like Call of Duty, and he would just take the controller like he was playing, and he died, just smash it into the table, and would just shatter like Xbox controllers.
Well, because you know he could get another one, no problem.
Exactly, and then his mom would be like, "Kyle, what are you doing up there? Shut up, mom!" And like just smash another one.
Wow.
So that was
kind of
very
on brand, Kyle.
Yeah, oh yeah, very on brand for the Kyles out there. And then some people started making jokes about like the Monster Energy drink and like how people who drink Monster Energy drinks. And then I kind of just took those two worlds and then just made that. And I actually made that video in Camarillo on the same block that I knew that Kyle, who I grew up with.
That's great.
Yeah, we were like neighbors. So it was cool to like make that video like in my hometown.
That's so rad. I'm glad you did that too.
Yeah, people were commenting on it. It's like, is this in Camarillo?
I like the when Kyle meets another Kyle. That was pretty rad.
Yeah. So that led to a follow-up, which was awesome because I got to have a guy I looked up to, a rapper, he's from Ventura, Super Duper Kyle. That was like somebody I like looked up to like music wise, and then he reached out and was like, I want to be in that video, and I was like,
that's rad,
another Kyle. Hell yeah. It's so on brand. So it was cool, and Kyle was definitely a fun one. I think that the Kyle phase kind of died out a little bit, but it's still, I think that character could.
That character's still good.
Yeah,
that's a gold character, man. That's one a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah,
and I like that you brought up that Kyle does, has some Monster Energy-ish like vibe to him.
Yeah.
So that brings us into the bang video.
Yeah.
The guy who first tries a bang.
Yeah.
He goes absolutely ape shit.
Yeah. Have you had one of those things?
I have. That brings me to what we're going to do here while we continue this interview. Can we bring out some different energy drinks? I want to do a blind taste test with you.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, we got to see who can name what energy drink we're drinking.
Awesome. I love caffeine. So.
And if you're down for it, we can make a wager. Loser, whoever doesn't name as many energy drinks, has to take a shot from the tequila hat.
I'll do it. I love tequila. Tequila and energy drinks.
You will not like this tequila.
No?
It's gross. Mm. That's why it's a penalty.
From the tequila hat. Oh, wow. I'll do it, yeah. It's a good wager. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, so let's bring out the energy drinks then.
Well, now seems like as good a time as any to urge you to go check out this episode of Drinks with Johnny on YouTube. Premiere of the video is on Tuesday, November 12th at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. I will be watching along with all who check out its first showing. Feel free to ask me some questions. I may even respond to you. So check out Drinks with Johnny on our Avenged Sevenfold YouTube channel. All right, in the interest of Bane Guy, we're gonna put our palates to the test and see if we can name these different brands of energy drink.
Our palates are about to be hopped up on caffeine.
Yeah,
so.
this interview is being a little too chill. We need to bring it up. I was thinking about
flipping this table, if you're okay with that, and if that camera is okay with the table flying.
You can do whatever you want here, man. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Sweet.
Let's start off with number one, and we're going to... Cheers, man.
Does it look like this one, too?
What's that?
Look the same?
Yep, we're looking good. We got the same one. Oh, that is terrible. What is that? I'm going to guess.
That's a flavor I've never had before. The one I don't recognize was highball. So I'm going to say...
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to say highball. I've never tried that before.
I've never had this one either, I think, and I haven't had highball either. I'm thinking it's highball.
Is
it high bowl or high ball? Ball. It's ball.
Oh, high ball.
My producer can't write.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
I want to disagree with you, but I think I don't really want to lose because the loser has to take a shot of the hat. So
cool.
I'm going to say high ball. We're both going to go with high ball on that one.
High ball.
All right, let's go down the line. What's your color?
Clear.
Clear? Okay.
See, that's where it gets skeptical.
All right. I know what that one is.
Yeah, I know what that one is too.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
It's Bang. This is too easy. Oh,
yeah. I was like, I had that flavor in my mouth yesterday, man. You can't fool me. This is my cologne. I just take some of this and spritz it on the neck and then go start punching 24-hour fitnesses.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to drink some more of that. Mm-hmm. That's just delicious. All right. Let's go down the line. What color we got? Another clear one. Uh-oh. I don't know what that one is. I'm going to guess that I'm gonna go with Rockstar on this one.
Okay, I'm gonna go Red Bull on that.
You're gonna go Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Clear Red Bull.
Clear.
Ooh. Yeah. I ain't coaching you here.
Do they have clear?
I have no idea.
Rockstar?
I don't know actually. I'm just gonna guess it.
Jeez. So what I say? I said Red Bull.
You said Red Bull.
I'm sticking with Red Bull.
All right. Maybe that one gave you wings.
You know, we'll see.
All right. Let's take another one. What color we got?
Oh, this is a color I've seen before, yeah.
All right, let's try it. I know that one.
That's my boys over at Monster.
That's Monster.
It's gotta be, right?
Yep, that's Monster. I did a lot of tours with Monster as a sponsor, so I'm very familiar with that flavor. I think we're doing better than I thought we were gonna do.
Oh yeah, I think we're just slowly finding out we're bigger tools than we thought we were. You sent me wine tasting. I don't know shit. I don't know what a Merlot is, but this, I'm like, yeah. This is a 2019 Monster.
That's your Red Bull.
Really? No, I think this is a Rockstar.
At this point, we only got one to choose from.
Rockstar. So I think those were the only two we differentiated on two.
Yeah.
So.
Two and five. How'd we do?
Johnny wins, perfect score.
Yeah! I'm a fucking tool!
No. Yeah. Did you win? Mentally.
Red Bull and Rockstar.
Dang. That comment threw me off. You said the clear.
Can you grab a shot glass for my friend here?
And you know what? I'm going to chase it with a goddamn bang.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Hey, you know what shot glass you need to grab?
Is it a special shot glass?
Yeah.
Does it say, like, I'm a dumbass on the side?
No. This is it's better than that. It's a nice segue from another one of my questions for you.
Oh.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, that's crazy. What's her name? Rabbit, Jessica Rabbit.
So, yes, you got it right. Yeah. This is from my childhood. This was the hottest character in anything.
Still.
And I heard on your podcast, you didn't know what the fuck Roger Rabbit was. I'm not that much fucking older than you, dude. Come on. Don't answer that.
Yeah, I came from like a Nickelodeon world, so like that was like just right off the cusp. I think if my mom saw me watching that, she would think it was softcore porn on HBO. So she'd be like, turn that off. Yeah, it was.
It's pretty awesome.
The animators knew what they were doing.
Absolutely. There's the conspiracy theory or whatever you want to call it that there's like they actually drew her naked for like a brief second in there.
Really?
Yeah. I've never been able to find it.
But that's like.
But I remember growing up, that's what I heard.
There's all those things, like Little Mermaid, there's like a penis floating somewhere.
Yeah, like the, yeah.
It's like that's a sea urchin, you sick fuck.
All right, let me get you set up with your beautiful, beautiful shot here. Oh man, this is,
Dude, that is.
It's intense, man.
How do you pour from that?
It's not very easy.
I think the whoever made that didn't plan people to actually drink
it. I bet you, like, so it came with its own shot glasses, and honestly, I bet you there's, like, a certain way you're supposed to do it.
Right.
I don't know it,
though. But they weren't just Garabit
shot glasses. No. It's so. Like, I guess it's, like, the way that you figure it out, I guess.
Oh, my God. That would, Jesus. You've tried this tequila before?
Oh, yeah. I've lost a couple of my own wagers, and this is my usual penalty on the show here.
Jeez.
So I'm interested to see what you think about it, my friend.
Well,
you couldn't name all the energy drinks, and now here we are.
I'm not a true Kyle. I'm not a true Kyle is what we're finding out here. A true Kyle would have drank all these and just smashed them aside.
And asked for more.
Yeah, well, yeehaw.
Yeah. Cheers, man. I won't leave you hanging on that. Hey. Take a shot, you gotta give a cheers.
Wow.
It's the worst penalty. It's the fucking worst penalty. I wasn't lying, right?
I love tequila, but that is... It tastes like horse hooves mixed with barbed wire. That is not good. You know it's not good when Bang is like my sweet savior. I'm like, God. I have a Bang to watch.
I need a little bit more Bang after that.
Jesus Christ. Even cowboys would be like,
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Good Lord.
All right, man. Thanks for being a good sport about that.
Dude, of course.
Since we just had our own little game, it's actually going to bring me back to the All Deaf Digital stuff. I saw you did one of the dad jokes.
Yeah, dude, I love those.
Those are so hilarious.
So good.
I actually think you got gypped because you did an NBA version of it. And, no offense against the other guy. Tony Baker.
But he's, like, infamous. He's, like, undefeated.
Yeah.
Just, like,
he's fucking incredible at keeping a straight face and not laughing. So you're more than likely you're going to lose anyway. But I think it was a much closer match because they were counting some of your laughter that was in between shit. That wasn't really.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about your involvement with that and anything that you can tell me about those guys that put together the dad jokes and stuff. Yeah. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so that was some of the great things that All Deaf Digital had. They had some like hit shows like Roast Me, which was just like lunchroom style roasting. They had Great Taste, which was a debate show. Where we would take this and be like, I think Bang's the best. I think this is the best. And then you go back and forth. And then Dad Jokes was a show that kind of, they did trial and error and it took off. Mm-hmm. So it'd be me and you, and we sit and we tell terrible jokes. And we do that until, if you laugh or smile, you get a point. Mm-hmm. So the point is to be straight-faced, but some of these jokes are just so bad. So
that's kind of the best. That's what makes you laugh. As a comedian, I got to imagine you've heard them all and everything that. So the ones that are actually going to make you laugh are probably like the stupidest ones.
Oh, a lot of times it's like the act out.
Yeah.
Like the joke on paper isn't funny, but then they're like, eh? And then it's like the setup or something.
Yeah, I thought you killed it. It also, it was funny that you killed it because. Again, you go back to your physique. I didn't expect you to be much of a sports guy at all.
A writer.
And it was an NBA.
Yeah, I mean,
did you know a lot of these NBA? I knew all the NBA players. I'm a huge basketball fan.
Yeah, I like basketball a lot growing up. I used to love watching the Celtics a lot. Which is weird. I'm like, you want to, should I drink it?
I think that's a penalty right there, bro. I'm a Lakers fan, so.
But I only like the Celtics for such a petty reason, is because growing up in Southern California, everybody was all about the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And I was that one different kid that's like, well, you like the Lakers? I'm going to like their rival. So I was just went Celtics, and that's when they had like Paul Pierce and Rondo and like Garnett, like just like powerhouse. So. Mm-hmm.
When we put together the three-headed monster.
Yeah, and then they kind of just... And then I was like, all right, well...
They're doing good this season. They got a good team.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Sports.
He doesn't pay attention to sports
anymore. No, dude, I am. Sports are, that's a whole new world for me.
What is some of your hobbies, then? You're not into sports. What are some of your other hobbies, man? Like,
random ones. Yeah, I mean, I work a lot, but that is kind of like my hobby is work. Yeah. I love doing that.
Yeah.
But I like doing... little things like I just kind of found this out, I guess, more than a hobby. I like thrift shopping, going to vintage stores and kind of just finding like a dope old like band t-shirt or old like shirt like that. It's kind of cool, and it's kind of like you go in there not expecting anything. You're like, oh, if I see something dope, I'll buy it. But I like that. I really like a good drink or like a good food truck food type spot
for sure.
So like an event stuff like that kind of just, I try to be on like the more bougie side of things. So if I can get like a good food truck or like a custom drink somewhere, I'm always a fan of that. But I don't think I have like a legit hobby, like, you know, croquet or knitting or something. So
the most popular ones I've heard of in hobbies is croquet and knitting.
Yeah, you know,
especially Southern California, especially.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if I have something like that, but I find like little things to do. But for the most part, I'm pretty busy.
Yeah. So you're talking about, you know, you're a busy guy. I'm working on your craft and your main hobby, which is comedy and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You got any projects coming out
Coming out. So you mentioned the podcast called Stiff Socks.
That's right, Stiff Socks. You got to check that out.
Yeah, so that's every Wednesday on all streaming and
what's
YouTube.
What's that format like? What's your podcast about? Is it just kind of freeform or what are you
doing? Yeah, it's kind of freeform. It started out like we were, Michael, my co-host and I, we'd go out, do something, an activity, we'd film it, and then we would talk about it. But we kind of found the most fun would be when we're just riffing on whatever and the activities were taking up too much time and we just dropped the activities and nobody said anything. They're like, we don't miss them.
Yeah.
So we kind of just riff and it's just back and forth. We have good chemistry. We have very similar comedy stylings. So, and we're both kind of like high energy
guys.
Where
did you meet Michael? Where is, what kind of a friendship, how did that develop?
Yeah, so he's another comedian and we met just through open mics. We just see him around town. And then one day we're outside of this like comedy club and we talked about coffee for like an hour. Just like shitting on it. Just like for whatever reason. And then it was like a week later, he's like, it's kind of romantic. He's like, you want to do a podcast? And I was like, well, I guess. So I did want to do one eventually. I didn't know when I was going to do it, but it's a lot of fun. And we're, you know, a little less than a year strong here. Really? But we haven't missed a week. Every Wednesday it's coming out. It's good. Wow. You know, it's and those are the people that will grow with you for life. And those are the people that, like, when they come to shows, they're not the guy being like, oh, it's the Bang Energy, it's Kyle. They're like the guys that are like, that was so...
The hometown guy.
Yeah, exactly. Also a classic. Yeah. But those are the people that come up to you and like they reference something from the podcast, super specific. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes, you listen. Yeah. That's great. So
someone like, really gets you and wants to like, be a part of it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the same thing. The people that watch this show, it's more than a fan. They're like, I want to be in that room with them.
Totally.
I relate, you know. And a lot of the messages we get are like, this makes my Wednesdays better, or I put this on all the time in the office or whatever. So it's cool that, you know, because I know there's podcasts I like to listen to just to kill time, and it's great to have that be somebody else's.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah, I'm obviously a big fan of podcasts too. I'm a big pro wrestling guy, so I started listening to this 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff thing that's like goes back to when I was a young whippersnapper watching wrestling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It covers all that. So that's where I geek out when I just throw on the headphones and like, or just when you're on a drive.
Yeah.
Podcasts are the best when you're on a drive.
Exactly. Yeah, they're great. So other than that, got some other stuff and just filming a lot lately. And then I have stand-up dates that are starting. I'm going to be on the road a lot in 2020. Mm-hmm. So I usually post all this stuff on my Instagram or trevorwallacecomedy.com. All the show dates are. See if I'm coming to a city near you.
Absolutely. So I saw that you get a lot of college gigs too.
Starting to get a lot of college
gigs. How is that like versus the clubs that you're doing? Like, which one do you prefer? Is there a preference?
It's kind of nice because my demographic is very college-esque anyways. Mm-hmm. So when I do a club, if it's a city where I have a lot of people in, it feels like it's a college market. So I like it because I don't have to change my material. They understand all the references. It's when I do a club that I feel like, you know, there's random people in town are just like, we wanted to just see a comedy show tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'm up there talking about Juul pods, and then a 68-year-old is like, a what pod? Who's Julian? And I'm like, okay. So, I mean, the college crowds are great. They get it. That's, you know, I can write the most elegant joke in the world, but for me, what fits my brand is like that type of comedy. So I like it, and that's kind of the way I think in that point of view. So I like it, and I mean, I like both, you know.
Yeah.
And
if like you said, if they're a similar crowd, there's not, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I just like any type of show, really.
Yeah. Just getting get some laughs, you know, get that energy going.
Exactly.
Which is super cool. Okay, so you got all the YouTube stuff going on, and, you know, they're all skits. Do you ever have aspirations of maybe down the line doing some kind of skit show or something like that?
Yeah, that's something that's, like, in the early stage of development right now.
Oh, really?
So, cool. You know, hopefully when people stumble across this interview in a couple of years, they'll be like, wow, he talked about it, and now he's doing it.
So,
that's definitely, and I think when you have an array of characters, it's like, I remember I did a video promoting a little tour I was doing, and I did it with all the characters mingling, and people were like, that's my favorite video I've ever done. And it's so hard to get an ad or a post or a flyer, like, engagement, and that's when it kind of, like, snapped. I was like, oh, yeah, I do have all these characters who live in these worlds. What's a world where they can come together? So that's kind of what I'm working on right now, is finding out a way to take all these characters and bring them together. Because I think it'd be really funny, you know, when the Zoomies Bryson guy, when that guy gets introduced, like the Bang guy or whatever, like he meets Kyle and like these...
The Bang guy beats the shit out of fucking Bryson.
Yeah, or what happens when, you know, in the Bang video, he meets Kyle, you know, and the video ends. What are those guys like on a day-to-day basis? What are those two guys like getting chicks at a bar or just at the gym or something? So like just putting people in different worlds and whatever it is you know, it's you know, it's some of my favorite shows. I mean, Workaholics was a favorite show of mine, and the premise of it is the three characters, and they just work telemarketing. So the job itself wasn't so much what the show was about, it's more so who these characters were. And I think it'd be funny to take these characters and give them very mundane tasks or whatever worlds they live in. So
I would watch that. I would definitely fucking watch that. That'd be a fucking hilarious show.
Hell yeah. Please do. When it comes out, I'll post about it. So yeah, I think that's really cool. And eventually the goal is just to create content just with friends and people who I've been making stuff with up until that. So
that's super cool. Like, so that brings me to a question of, like, sketch comedy, stuff like that. You're a fan, obviously everyone's a fan of Saturday Night Live for that and everything like that. Was there some comedy heroes that you had that kind of really inspired you to get into the stand-up world and the sketch comedy world? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some of my favorite. Like, I'd say my favorite comedic actor, which might not be a number one choice for a lot of people, is Ben Stiller.
Wow.
He's got just...
It's not a number one. I mean, he's always got to be a top guy, but a number one.
Right. I think a lot of people go Will Ferrell, which I love Will. But yeah. Ben Stiller, he has some characters like his in Happy Gilmore.
Pardon me.
Right? He plays the nursing home guy, and he's got this huge handlebar mustache. And it's like he's one of those characters that every time he's on the screen, you get excited. And he just crushes that. Him and Dodgeball is fantastic.
Was it White Goodman?
Yeah, W-H-I-T-E. You know, so I thought he played that kind of, and Zoolander, like.
Oh my God,
he's got some great stuff.
See, you're making like some of the greatest arguments for a number one on that.
Yeah, you know, and it's, so I think somebody like that, like I would love to do movies and stuff where I get like a quick cameo, but just crush it.
Yeah.
Just in and out. I mean, stuff like that. Then in the stand-up side, I think Dave Chappelle, who's just unstoppable, you know. His first two specials that I really, really liked were Killing Them Softly and For What It's Worth. Those two are like textbook perfect to me.
Yeah.
Like those are just like that stand-up. And then there's, you know, I actually grew up listening to Dane Cook. Just because that was like the first accessible comedian I could get, because I could download it off LimeWire.
Okay, gotcha.
And I remember I would.
So you had it on LimeWire. We're also showing our age difference again. I had that on a CD.
Yeah, yeah.
For you kids at home, a CD is this little thing that looks like a record.
A what? What's a record?
Oh shit! I use an even older reference to reference the whole thing.
But I mean, as a kid, like. You know, my parents won't let me buy that CD, so I'd go on LimeWire or FrostWire or whatever and download his, you know, his Burger King bit or, you know, like all those stuff.
The audio stuff was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I was listening to that very early on. And then also my parents had a Robin Williams special that they're like, don't watch this. And then some parent tells you not to do.
You're going
to
do it.
You do that. I remember staying up real late. I forget the one that it was called, but he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, another one.
He didn't have a mic. He had the mic that connected to him.
And he's just going ape shit the whole
time. Oh, yeah. He's just flying through water bottles.
Yeah.
Just so...
So awesome. So energetic.
Yeah.
Robin is as well one of my very favorite comedians.
So, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I've watched, like, Flubber, Mrs. Doubtfire growing up. So, Robin Williams is another one. But yeah, I've always been a comedy guy. That's all I watch. I'm not really big on like horror films or like action movies. I've just always kind of been, not that they're not good. No, but I've always just kind of skewed to that direction of comedy. And I think it wasn't even a choice. That's just how it was for me. Mm-hmm. So I've just always been around it, loved it.
That's awesome. All right, man, thanks again for being here. Really had a great, great fucking time with you. You're very funny, dude. Where can the people at home find more Trevor Wallace?
People at home, trevorwallacecomedy.com for tour dates and stand-up, and then my Instagram is just Trevor Wallace. You type in Trevor Wallace, it should pop up. But
Popular guy right now. I'm sure it won't be hard to find.
Trying to be. But yeah, it was great having me on the show. It was a lot of fun. Everything but that tequila shot was amazing. So I thought you liked me, but then you gave me that shit, and I was like, he is trying to poison me. That stuff.
Well, at least we got you in the car ride home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. If I remember the car ride home.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks again, man. For more on this conversation I had with the very hilarious Trevor Wallace, go to drinkswithjohnny.com, find the podcast, or lazily just go to any podcast platform you have that you choose to listen to. And we'll see you next time. Cheers. Thank you.
And that'll do it for this episode of Drinks with Johnny. Thanks for listening. Make sure to hit the subscribe button if you like what you hear and give us a rating. And make sure you go to drinkswithjohnny.com for all things Drinks with Johnny. Also, check us out on YouTube on the Avenged Sevenfold channel for video content of the show. And as always, till next time, cheers.